producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, this is President's Day 2016, as we discovered, I guess in January when I looked it up, that President's Day is the first Monday between the 12th of February and the 22nd. So this is it.
That's what it always is.
Well, it's the first Monday, yeah, between those 2 days, between
right.
Lincoln's birthday and but it's a Monday holiday kind of thing.
Sure.
I liked it when we celebrated both, mostly because my dad's birthday was on Lincoln's birthday. So, listen, without further ado, we can talk about Valentine's Day, the good news, the bad news, the ugly, the wilted flowers, whatever. But Robert called, and so I don't want to waste any time. We're just going to put Robert right on the air and find out what's going on with him. 855-993-7569. Robert, welcome to the program. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Dr. Joy, I'm a divorced man since 2002. One of your bits of advice to me was to wait a year before I start dating again, which I did. I waited 3 years. But since then, I just had a relationship that ended about a year and a half ago. I'm just kind of getting over it now.
Okay.
And I have a letter. It's only a 15-second letter that I'd like to read to you and just get your opinion before I send it to her.
Okay.
Well, okay, here it is. Hello, Donna, not a real name. I'm sorry it didn't work out between us. One of the keys for a successful relationship is to stay attentive to the other partner in a caring way. I didn't do that enough. All the best with your marriage to this new person. And I've signed it. So,
okay, I think it's a mea culpa kind of letter. Why did you just learn about her engagement or her marriage?
Well, it was a year ago. She said, "Okay, no, Rob, it's not working, not compatible, whatever she said." And
right.
She ended it about a year and a half ago.
Okay,
taken me a year and a half to really kind of be mad at her in my mind, you know, everything else, and then now she's getting married, so. It almost kind of reminds me of my divorce, really. And that's why did that break up and why did my divorce? I've actually backtracked almost every relationship I've ever had. And it's because I tend to work too much, you know, and I tend to not
okay.
The other partner.
Okay. Let me just ask you, first of all, good for you. And I think you're absolutely right. When relationships go bad, our tendency is to blame the other person. How could you do this? But, you know, I cared about you. But it's incredibly valuable, especially because you're feeling rotten already, to go back and say, well, wait a minute. What if I don't assume it's their fault? What if I assume that there's something I could do differently? And if I go back and look for the patterns about how relationships go and why they break up, maybe I can learn something. So good for you. Kudos for that. Sometimes we just need to be able to get out of our own way. And it's the obvious thing to do is not when a relationship breaks up is not necessarily to look, because we tend to be heard and we either tend to say, see, no, I'm not lovable, or they were a terrible person. It takes a while for things to shake out enough so that we can say, all right, what if I started looking for the pattern? So good for you, which, again, is one of the reasons the one-year rule can be very valuable. It's not supposed to be a year of deprivation. It's supposed to be a year of self-indulgence, including self-revelation, self-knowledge. But so Robert, just let me ask you, what is your purpose of sending her a letter at this moment?
Well, you know, even at Christmas time, I sent something to her on her birthday, thinking that I know you're getting married, but I just want to kind of say, hey, I'm still here. Like, and I almost feel like, you know, yelling at the guy or yelling at her, like, hey, I'm a really good guy. I've hatched a great plan, but it's kind of too late. Like, I know why it broke up in the first place was because I was always thinking too much about work and not thinking about her. I realize that. I get that. And then part of me kind of wants to blame her, too. Like, it takes two to tango. You shouldn't have left me. So I'm really going through a lot of, you know, turmoil right now.
When is she supposed to get married?
Well, probably in the summertime. I don't really keep track of it too much, but she is definitely.
How long has she been with the dude? Has she been with the dude that she's with the entire time?
Yes, I believe so, yes. Yeah, about a year.
Is part of your fantasy that she would reconsider the relationship and reconsider you?
You know, she's a pretty good lady in the fact that she's very efficient. She's very forthright. So when she says it's over, it is over, and she's almost giving me an opportunity to find somebody else. You know, Rob, you should find somebody else. Because she has moved on, and I get that, and it's a little tough for me to take because I wish I could backtrack.
Okay, so you didn't actually answer my question. Is your fantasy that she will come back to you at some point?
Well, I've always said that. I've always felt that there's got to be some faint hope in there.
Then I wouldn't send it.
Pardon me?
I mean, look, we need to look at this one of several ways. If you really want her back and you think there's some possibility that she's only, how long were the two of you together?
About a year.
Okay. So she was a year with you. She's been about a year with him. If you meet the following criteria, number one, you really, truly 100% feel that the two of you have a shot. Number one. Number two, that this is really somebody that, if you don't give it your best shot, you'll always regret it. If it doesn't meet either of those two criteria, I'd let it go. If you feel very strongly that, and this isn't your ego speaking, this isn't, okay, I can leave her rather than her leaving me. This is a profound, clear sense that she's really important. I really think we could make it. I don't want to give up without a fight. How far away from you does she live?
Really close. Really close.
Okay. I wouldn't send a note. I would say I'd like to buy you coffee and give you the, because a note, you don't know if she's going to read it. You don't know what the attitude is. You don't know. I mean, and you don't want to have the sense that she'd cheat on her current guy with you, because if she's a cheat, she's a cheat. So if it really meets those two criteria that you honestly, truly, 100% feel that this is an important relationship that has a good possibility of working, and you'd never forgive yourself if you didn't give it one final shot, then I'd get in touch with her and see if you could take her out for coffee.
You know, I've given it a whole bunch of chances. Like, I have actually kind of gone the extra mile. I went over to see her business, and she keeps saying no, no, no. Like, I think I've done that, and I'm just...
Well, then if you've done it, I don't see the point of the letter. I think it's not strong enough to compel her. If she had any interest in doing, I mean, look, I, if you want to send it, you can send it. I just don't want you to invest in it. And if you're really feeling that there's a possibility there's something you could say or do to get her back, I would do something much, much stronger than a note.
It's like I want some closure. Like, that's why I'm saying all the best to your marriage with this new person.
Well, I mean, maybe closure for you. If it sounds like she's already closed.
She has closed, yeah.
If it'll make you feel better, what I'm hearing is it's not a sense of closure. It's a sense of, well, this is one last shot, and maybe she'll respond to it. And
yeah.
But if you want one last shot, I do something stronger than a note.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
I just, you hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But either just let it go and sort of, I don't think there's anything wrong with what you said. But if your subtext woo-woo, that psychology term, is that I want her to give me another shot, I would do something stronger than a note.
Okay.
But there's nothing wrong with it. I just think it's going to feel closer to you. I think it's going to feel that, well, maybe she'll respond to this letter.
And you know what I'm feeling kind of good about is that I know what I did wrong. Even in the other few relationships that I've had, I work too much. I don't go the extra mile. I do with work.
All right, now tell you what, stick around for me for a minute. Let's look at that together, because knowing it and doing something about it may not be identical. So hang on for me for a second. We'll take a quick look at that, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Robert about relationships, which seems appropriate since February is Heart Month, Relationship Month. Robert, how old are you?
57.
Okay. What's the longest relationship, the longest time you've been in a relationship?
Well, it was my marriage, which was about 7 years.
Okay. So tell me about, because look, it would be really easy for me to say, okay, you've had this revelation, you're working too hard, but if I'm careful about this, and of course that's my job, is to sort of say, why do you think you do that? Why do you think that that in three relationships that you've talked about, that you don't fully commit to the person, that you use work as a buffer? Do you know why you do that?
Well, it could have been my dad. Like, my dad was kind of that way, you know. And I,
okay, well, that's certainly a partial answer. That's what how you learned to do it.
But now that I'm realizing I am 57, I'm getting close to retirement, and I do want to share things, because I'm looking at my ex relationships and other people, and they seem to really get along with people, and I don't really want that single life. I would like to share my life with someone, go on vacations with someone. I was just recently on a vacation, you know, by myself, and I'd really rather be with someone, and I really just have to learn how to get along with someone and to love that person and not talk about me all the time, you know. And
okay. All right, so you've now talked about four or five different components, which are not the same. There's some overlap, but they're not the same. One is to be interested in the other person. How are you finding people to date?
Oh, lately I've been going out to, like, these meet-up groups and person on.
What's your criteria for an acceptable date?
Well, funny that you'd mention that. I do have a list. I've been writing it down. Like, they should be close to my age, maybe a little under, which should be fine. Physical appearance is important. Like, someone who's, you know, should be proud of herself. She should be healthy enough to be able to travel with me. She should be still or divorced, not married or separated. And that kind of thing. And, you know, the sexual thing should wait, you know, and I realize that. And so
okay.
There should be a natural.
It sounds to me that you might be better served by looking for somebody who has a commonality of interests and worrying a little less. Because if you think about what you're really talking about, it sounds to me you're looking for a friend, which isn't to say that it can't be a woman, it can't be sexy, it can't have a romantic tinge to it. But if all of your relationships have been characterized by deciding after the first glow that work is more interesting, or it's less threatening, or it's more fun than the person you're with, it may be that you're picking people who are not either your intellectually equal or having things in common with you, and I don't want that to happen to you again. So rather than sort of taking the easy way out of saying, well, okay, if I just work less, you're not going to work less until you find a reason to work less. And the reason to work less should be that it's just such fun to be around this person, or that you have things in common, or that you're learning things in common. A lot of men tend to pick women who are younger, less educated, less bright, less wealthy, less everything, because that's how they've been schooled. That's what their fathers did. That women tend to marry men who are smarter and wealthier and older. And so, but if I listen carefully to both what you're looking for going forward and what the problems have been looking back, you might be better served by finding people that have commonality of interest. My guess is, I think it's much easier to go from friendship to love than it is to go from love to friendship. And I think you've been going, and certainly not unusual, but very commonly, from romance to friendship, and the friendship stuff isn't there, which is why you then go back to work.
That's right. So, friendship just kind of, it's almost too bad. Like, we have this loving relationship, and then once it breaks off, you don't get to her family and friends and everything else. It really, a divorce is a divorce. You just don't see them anymore, which is kind of tough to take.
Well, but that, you're talking about something else. You're talking about the context. You're talking about friendships you make in common. I'm talking about the core, the woman herself. And yeah. I think you're going to have to find somebody with whom you have a lot in common, that you actually like spending time together. I agree with you. I think staying out of bed for a while certainly makes a lot more sense. Because sex will blind you to things that you're going to move past at the speed of light that you ought not to be moving past at all. Look for someone that you like talking to, and more importantly, that you like listening to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be the criteria for you. And she may not be the one that, if it's a choice between a really pretty woman that you're really attracted to and a woman that's not quite as attractive and maybe even a little older than you are, but has something to contribute and you really like hearing her stories, go with the one whose stories you like hearing. You're going to spend a lot more time talking and listening to each other. And I think what's happening is, look, everybody can get past the first 6 months of any dating relationship, right? I mean, mm-hmm. the combination of the newness and trying to please somebody and wanting to have a good relationship and being our best selves and sex. It's after that that you have to make sure that there's something there. There's some there. And traditional dating doesn't really look for that, and especially at this time in your life in terms of your career, in terms of your social marital history. Look for a friend.
Okay.
And start there. It doesn't mean that you have to give up romance, and certainly doesn't mean you have to give up passion. But I think you're going to find it much more feasible to go from friendship to romance. Romance to friendship. Because with the romance, you're not looking for the qualities that you're looking for a friend, which is being able to talk to each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being able to listen. For her, having something interesting enough to say that you're willing to listen to what she has to say.
Mm. Okay, Dr. Joy.
Give it a try. You got nothing to lose. You can always go back to the other model if you need to.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. Ruth, we've got the R hour going. We've got the Robert. We've got the Ruth. Welcome. Mm-hmm. How might I help you?
Hi there. I'm calling because I was wondering if you could give me some advice on stopping my sugar addiction, which is just completely out of control.
Okay.
And I just can't seem to figure out. I feel like I've tried everything.
Okay. So tell me, how old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay. Does sugar addiction mean that you also have a weight problem?
No, I don't.
Well, that's good.
I'm a fitness instructor, so I get a lot of exercise.
Okay.
It's just at night. I have a little toddler. We put him to bed. And I just sit in front of the TV and eat ice cream. And sometimes it will be not sugar. It's like overeating sometimes, just like chips or ice cream and just snack.
Okay. Are you single or married?
I'm married.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about your marriage.
Okay.
And a little bit about whether this is a new problem or an old problem. Let's see what we can do for you, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Ruth. Ruth, is it a sugar addiction or carb addiction or just junk food addiction?
I think I'd call it junk food.
Okay, that's what it sounds like. All right, so you're how long have you been married?
Five and a half years.
Okay, and how old's your cherub?
He's 3 in 2 days.
Happy birthday in 2 days. So is your husband around at night when you're watching TV or not?
We're usually in separate rooms.
Why?
He's got a lot of hobbies. So he's into music and like recording. So he mixes music and things like that. And I like watching my television shows, so we kind of just do our own thing. And sometimes we watch shows together, but for the most time, we're separate.
Does the eating behavior change if he's in the room with you or not?
No, I'm just a bad influence on him.
Well, you go, girl. Okay. has this always been a pattern of junk food, or is this recent? Give me a little bit of time frame here.
Well, when I think back, I mean, I've always kind of had a little bit of a sugar. I've loved my candy since I was, you know, a little girl. But the nighttime overeating probably started. I remember it getting really bad when I was planning my wedding. And I was just so stressed, and I just started to just eat a lot of ice cream at night and stuff. And that was about, you know, so it's been going on for a while.
Okay. What about during your pregnancy?
Same thing. Okay. When I was pregnant,
All right. I would accept your definition that you've gotten your body attuned to a lot of junk. So there are a couple of ways of looking at it. One is understanding that during the day when you're busy, when you're teaching your classes, when you're running after your kid, probably even when you're making meals or grocery shopping or anything else, you're much less likely to eat to indulge, right? Because you're busy.
Yeah.
Right. So one part of the component is boredom. Now, boredom and stress, in especially high-energy people, are nearly indistinguishable. It's not true of everybody, but if you're a go-getter, when you have nothing to do, that stress just means you're overtaxing the system. You may be one of those people who, instead of watching television at night, needs to be taking a dance lesson or going into your husband's studio and dancing around his console when he's mixing tapes or getting yourself out to a movie or... I'm sort of painting taking up a hobby of your own, painting or something. Because my guess is if you're busy, you're not going to do these kinds of things. Part of it is that you've really taught your body. Part of it, I think, is boredom. Part of it may be the sense, which number in the family are you? Do you have brothers and sisters?
I'm the third, the littlest one, the youngest.
All right. I would have guessed that you were the oldest or the youngest, and I'll tell you why. And you can say, well, they're completely different, but they're really not. The idea of I take care of everybody who's taking care of me. And one of the things that we do when we're feeling like we're not being taken care of is eat. Because it's the first way any of us have ever learned to calm ourselves. If you remember your toddler, when he was an infant, when he would holler, and whether he was wet or tired or lonely or hungry, if you gave him something to eat, he would calm him. So all of us learn from the womb that oral fixation is a way of calming us down and getting attention and feeling better. It would seem to me, if I had to guess, that during the wedding, that not only is it's obviously a stressful time, but you may have felt like people weren't helping you out as much as you wanted them to. That, you know, where's the help? I've helped other people. They're not helping me. So if we put that all together, yeah, it means figuring out something fun to do, asking more. It may be what you do is make a deal with your husband that, okay, you go and do your thing on Mondays and Wednesdays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday night, we do something together, which means that you need to figure out something for you to do on some of those nights, but knowing that he will be there, he will be tuned into you, that the two of you will be doing things together. And it doesn't have to be things that either you love or he loves. It can be things that you evolve together. You may take a class together. You may take a bicycle ride around the block. You may go square dancing. You may do a pottery class. I don't care what you do, but something together. And my guess is that that will lessen some of the issue of both boredom and nobody's taking care of me. All right, so then we need to tackle the physical manifestation as opposed to psychological. And you picked the perfect time of year because it's Lent. And you don't have to be religious to give things up for Lent. What I would do, starting this very day, is decide no junk food. That you can keep celery and carrot sticks and, unsalted almonds, and hard-boiled eggs in the refrigerator, but no candy, no chips. And if your husband has a hard time with it, he gets to have his own stash. But it's certainly not going to hurt him to not have a stash. And he can keep it in his room and you stay out of there. And once you get off, You know, I've mentioned before that my classic thing, which I did not do this year for other reasons, was to give up chocolate. And once you give up chocolate, one of the reasons I did it was not only because that way I sort of felt akin to people who were suffering because I was telling them they had to give up something that was important to them, but also because you build up a tolerance for it. And if you don't have any chocolate for 40 days, a little bit of chocolate goes a very long way on the 41st day. And if you don't have any junk, no sugar, no chips, no salt, no pretzels, no, that you can have fruit, you can have vegetables, you can have nuts, unless they have M&M peanuts, which, no, don't even try and sneak that by me. But what you'll realize is you'll feel better, you'll feel happy with yourself, you're going to be filling in the blanks with other things that are fun to do, and by the time Easter rolls around, your need for this thing physiologically will have dropped off, if not the radar, at least be much lower. And then you can decide what you want to do about it for the long term. That maybe you have one day a week where you're allowed to have anything you want, and the other 6 days you don't. So I'm not telling you have to give it up forever, but this is the perfect time of year to do it.
Okay,
but you hear that it's really important that you look at the psychological component as well. And understand that you don't eat junk when you're interested, bored, and involved, and also feeling taken care of. So those are the components that you need to study and make sure are reintroduced into your life.
Right. Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah. Do you have suggestions of things? Like, one thing I find is watching television really makes me want to snack.
Yep.
And so,
all right, so what do we think the solution to that is?
Well, the thing is that my husband and I were sort of stuck at home because my toddler's here. And
if he's stuck at home and doing his hobby thing, why are you stuck at home as well?
Yeah. So I can go out. I'm just tired at the end of the day.
Well, but you may find that, first of all, you're not as tired. You're using television and food as pacifiers.
Right.
And you don't want to do that. So, and that word stuck, right? So let's get you unstuck. That's why I suggested that Tuesday, Thursday, each of you, so you may go to a friend's house, you may go babysit a friend so that they can go out, because if you're in somebody else's house, you're not going to eat their junk, or maybe older kids. Maybe have a Girl Scout troop that you're going to deal with. It doesn't have to be bungee jumping. It doesn't have to be strenuous activity, but take a class, take a walk, something that would appeal to you. Take a sculpture class. So Tuesday and Thursday when he's doing his thing, and then figure out things to do together. And my guess is, instead of watching television, that the two of you, for example, rent a movie. And you could say, well, it's the same thing, but it's not. The two of you put together a crossword puzzle, something that you're doing together so you're not feeling stuck. It may be that you find another young couple and you trade off one night of babysitting so that you go out and they watch your kid, and one night where you watch their kid and they go out. What we need to do is get the boredom out of your life. It doesn't have to be strenuous. It just has to be something other than the pacifier that you're using food and television to be. And the two together are potentiating one another. So the television is boring, so you eat more food, and you eat more food, you feel terrible about it, so then you turn your brain off and you watch television. So they're spiraling with one another. So if I were you, I'd give up at least every other week television for right now, for Lent, and all the junk food, and go find healthy snacks and see, you may be able to get your husband on board as well. Put you on hold if you have any other questions you can ask it. Not, go clean out all that junk. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm. we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Well, thank you. All right, so Manny, who is our program director in training for today?
That would be Claire. And Claire says, Dr. Joy, could you talk about the psychological impact to children and adults from betrayal of trust by a trusted person, such as a parent, spouse, or a close friend? Examples being rape by a close friend, breaking marriage vows, parents acting in self-interest over children's best interests, such as in incest.
Ooh, okay.
Quite a bit there.
I think for most of us, that there's a significant difference between betrayal of children and betrayal as an adult. The reason being that children inherently trust adults because it's a matter of survival.
So society at large, psychologists in particular, and the general population, I would argue, treat betrayal of a child, for example, child abuse on any level, significantly differently. I mean, no one likes betrayal. No one likes telling someone something and saying, don't mention it, and finding it on Facebook. That adultery is not only a betrayal of your spouse, but betrayal of yourself, that you made a solemn vow. And if you can't trust yourself, who are you going to trust? For most of us, while odious that those betrayals are dwarfed by the notion of abusing the trust the child inherently has in an adult, again, based somewhat on survival. So it's one of the reasons why society is so harsh about pedophilia, of saying that it's taken a child's basic trust of an adult, wanting to be liked by an adult, wanting to be obedient, and distorting it to the adult's own ends. And quite often the justification, if you talk with the pedophile, is, well, that they really wanted it, or they were asking for it, or they were so sexy, or I wasn't trying to hurt them, or all sorts of ridiculous kind of narcissistic, self-involved, non-empathic reasonings. Unfortunately, many pedophiles became pedophiles because it was done to them as well. And it was done at an early enough age that it essentially imprinted their personality. How do you get over it? Well, part of it, and there really are people who survive and survive well and lead meaningful, healthy, sane lives. And part of it is to understand that the behavior as a betrayal of the adult, that the child was victimized by it, but they are no longer a victim, that they can demand an apology, they can demand legal retribution, they can ignore that person, they can confront that person. That one of the advantages about adulthood is that we don't have to be enslaved to whatever happened to us as children when we have no power, that adulthood is about power and is about choice. And for the people who survive the best, it's going back and reasserting that adult sensibility over that childhood betrayal. In terms of adults, it's always helpful, as Robert, my first caller today, mentioned, to go back, especially the betrayal seems to happen over and over again. What you don't want to do is be a victim, because you give away all of your power, and you never want to give away your power, because there are some people that are benign and won't hurt you when you give away your power, but you certainly can't count on it. And the whole issue about betrayal is trusting the wrong people. So you never want to be a victim. Looking at a situation, and instead of saying, how could you do that to me, asking yourself, even though it's a much more difficult question and much more unpleasant, to say, what could I have done differently and what can I do differently going forward? So to a certain extent, I suppose the answer in either situation is to go back over the betrayal and exert your own sense of power. That doesn't necessarily mean revenge. It doesn't necessarily mean getting even, which I suppose is another kind of revenge, or even punishing somebody. It's deciding that I'm not that person. I don't have to do that. I don't have to tolerate that, and I don't have to be burdened by it. I can let it go as much as possible going forward from this point. Sometimes asking the other person what you want from them can be helpful. You heard me say that you could sometimes demand an apology. The problem about demanding an apology is somebody can always withhold it, but it doesn't hurt to, not even to ask for it, but to demand it. Doesn't mean you'll get it, but again, the issue is moving from a position of feeling victimized to one of feeling powerful, and whatever it takes, short of illegal behavior or violence, because neither of those will heal the breach at all. They may give you a momentary respite, but if they're illegal, immoral, and violent, society may come down on you, and you're going to be victimized by your own behavior at that moment. And it's one thing for someone else to victimize, that we never want to victimize ourselves. So I'm not so, and I suppose you use the term betrayal of trust. Be careful whom you trust. And as you know, one of my favorite obscure statements is trust your neighbor and tie up your camel at night, which no one has ever let me use for a book, and I don't think they ever will, unless, well, maybe. But the point being that you go through life not asking for trouble, and for, that's why betrayal of trust of children is so much more egregious for most of us, because children are naturally, inherently trusting because they have no choice. They are weak by comparison and dependent, so it's a matter of survival. But as we get older, it's not a matter of distrusting people, it's a matter of understanding. As long as you don't get between people and something that's really important to them, most people will not harm you. If you do get between somebody and what they consider their baby, you're going to put yourself at much more risk. And their baby may not be a child. It may be an ideology. It may be a concept. It may be an idea of self. It may be a political statement. So trust your neighbor, but tie up your camel at night. Don't put yourself in harm's way. And when you notice any symptoms, as opposed to waiting until something terrible happens, because usually betrayal doesn't come out of nowhere. There's usually some warning signs. When you see the warning signs, don't ignore them. Ask about them. Don't be afraid to say, I don't understand this, or what does this mean in the context of a marriage vow, or, gee, if you're working late so often, how come we're not rich? So, all right, does that answer most of the questions? I know it's an abstract notion, and the deal about allowing you guys to be program directors is to say, you know, I'll answer whatever your questions are without a specific kind of situation on your part. But the difficulty is that they are abstractions rather than specific. So if I've not answered it completely enough with respect to the situation you're talking about, then give me a call. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.